Nolte, Joseph McCarthy at least allowed his witnesses a bathroom break. By John Nolte on July 29, 2020. Infamous Senator Joe McCarthy might be long dead, but Democrats revived his spirit during Attorney General Bill Barr's testimony before the House Judiciary Committee Tuesday. We've all seen those old newsreels of the anti-communist witch hunt hearings from the late 1940s and early 1950s. Some U.S. congressman or U.S. senator rips into a witness, and every time the witness attempts to defend himself, the gavel starts pounding to ensure the witness cannot be heard over the chaos. That is exactly what Democrats did to Barr on Tuesday. Only instead of pounding a gavel, after smearing him, they continuously interrupted him and shouted "Reclaiming my time," which is an official way of telling the witness to shut up or be held in contempt. This video from the Washington Free Beacon will give you an idea of how the tactic works. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, D. Jerkoff, even refused Barr's reasonable request for a bathroom break. All he asked for was 5 minutes, and until he was shamed into it by a Republican member of the committee, Nadler refused. "You're a real class act, Mr. Chairman," Barr said sarcastically. Refusing bathroom breaks is a classic, underhanded interrogation technique. "You don't need me to tell you how a painful bladder destroys your ability to concentrate." Barr also said he had not had lunch. Hunger is another classic interrogation technique. Good heavens, even Red Baiter Joe McCarthy didn't go that far. Obviously, what we witnessed Tuesday was a McCarthyite attack on Barr, and by extension, President Trump. The goal of the committee Democrats was not to allow Barr to testify, was not to allow him to answer questions. That was the last thing Democrats wanted. So they just badgered and smeared him with false statements and rhetorical questions. And whenever he tried to respond or defend himself, he was hit with the banging gavel of "Reclaiming my time." And we all know why Democrats didn't want to allow Barr to speak. Besides the fact he's an adult and they are all children, besides the opportunity to smear him unchallenged, they know he has good answers to every one of their false allegations about secret federal troops in Portland and elsewhere, and that he can explain in an adult way exactly why the area in front of the White House was cleared before Trump walked to that church. When given the chance to speak under GOP questioning, Barr had very good answers for everything. What's more, Democrats are desperate to ignore and dismiss the outgoing left-wing terrorism unfurling in a number of Democrat-run cities, most especially Portland. The more Barr talked about 60-plus days of ongoing terror attacks on police stations and courthouses, the more desperate the jackass party was to silence him. Here's another area where Democrats proved to be worse than McCarthy. By ignoring this violence, by declaring it a myth as Nadler recently did, by gaslighting America into believing these are mostly peaceful protests and it's the Trump administration's defense of federal property that's the problem, Democrats are openly and aggressively looking to encourage even more of this domestic terror and violence. By working hand in hand with the corporate media, the mostly peaceful spin is meant to give the Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorists all the cover they desire as they use lasers to blind law enforcement, to attempt to burn down federal buildings, and to create an overall chaos narrative Democrats and their media allies hope will damage Trump's re-election chances. And so, for the first time in history, and when he finally got a chance to speak, Barr said the same in so many words: "We have a major political party that cannot bring itself to condemn political violence, which is just a fancy way of saying terrorism." Just as the Ku Klux Klan served as the Democrats' shock troops, as their brown shirts for the 100 years between Reconstruction and segregation, today's Democrats see the terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa as their allies, as the key to obtaining power through chaos, despair, and intimidation. To answer a famous question asked decades ago, no, Democrats have no decency. None at all.